So
hello, Internet.
Hi, Internet.
Hey, Internet.
Hello, Internet.
I think we're on like session 20 or something.
Welcome to session 94 of Fallout.
Actually, session 18.
Really?
Welcome to session of Fallout.
Yep, I just looked at my recordings, so.
But I've been incrementing the thing. Oh, shit. You know, I've probably been incrementing the number on my thing before and after the games.
I gotta go find them. One sec.
What?
He has fudge dice.
Oh, right. I actually played a game of Base Raiders at Gen Con where the guy actually had like six sets of fudge dice that he handed out. Not to keep, just to use. I didn't realize how fudge dice are laid out. They're kind of, it's weird because it's like a ring of pluses and minuses with blanks on either side.
Yeah.
Which means the way I approximated with D6s was a little wrong. Because it should have been like one and six are zero, and then all the rest of them are plus and minus.
Wait, it's a blank on either side, right?
It's a blank. It's so the opposite sides are blanks, and then the pluses and the minuses are adjacent.
So it's still two and two and two, right?
It's still two and two and two, but the arrangement is different.
Sure. If you're sufficiently shaking it, it should be basically randomized, right?
I guess.
Just gotta shake them, well, rattle them, and roll them.
Put them in some water, see if a particular side keeps floating.
Yeah, there might be weighting issues, but...
Yeah, I mean, well, for defect, I would only take defects on that for, like, a rounder die. Like, a D6 is flat enough that it should stop after it hits the table. Especially when we were playing on a tablecloth with padding like we were.
Much like a Beyblade.
Yes. What?
Much like a fighting futon.
I don't know anything that you're saying.
You just aren't hip with the times and the Saturday morning cartoons.
You're not hip with the times.
Oh God, I need
10 years ago.
I need to figure out what Excalibur does. I took it as a stunt, but haven't assigned anything to it.
I know what my stunt does, because it lets me use bombs.
Yeah, you might want to figure out your stunts.
My stunt is just using two guns are better than one.
From Luffy on the one shot thread. Only take me to realize this is a rule of Travis. If Travis is in a game, someone's gonna get called a bitch in one context or another. And Travis responds, "I'm interested in these contexts." Edit, bitch.
Okay, I'm back now.
Hello, Josh.
My internet's a butt face.
You should tell it to stop being such a butt face. Not that I think it'll work.
Has anyone played Golden Sky Stories yet?
I have not even heard of that.
No.
It's a weird Japanese thing where you, like, play as animals that can turn into people, and you help people out. But, like, there's no combat or anything. It's not even as intense as a Miyazaki film, technically. Like, it's just... It's apparently very chill.
Nice.
The description says... Players will then attempt to solve. So yeah, you can be a fox, raccoon, dog, cat, dog, rabbit, or bird. Each kind has their own special magical power. Players will then attempt to solve problems around a small enchanted town with ingenuity, cooperation, and friendship.
Oh man, I love fox, raccoon, dogs.
Well, it's fox. A raccoon dog is one thing. They're talking about tanukis, bro. I did it all for tanuki.
Tanuki?
Tanuki. So you can take that Yoshi and stick it in an egg. What? Stick it in an
also,
egg.
Also, Christ, I just realized that's why Tom Nook is named Tom Nook.
Yep.
How did it take me that long?
What? Stick it in an egg.
I don't... What?
Tom Nook
sounds
Tom
like
Nook
Tanuki.
Tom Nook from Animal Crossing. He's a raccoon and he wears...
Oh, God damn it.
He wears an apron to cover his huge nuts, and that's why he's in business.
And that's why he's in business.
Because that's what Tanukis do.
Business.
They do the business.
Business.
The business generally does not involve their huge nuts.
That all depends. On the
I mean, it's their business is like swindling, which is kind of what Tom Nook does, except The guy that made Animal Crossing said that Tom Nook's actually very nice, and he's much nicer than most debt collectors. Everybody just gives him a bad rap because he's the only debt collector in Animal Crossing.
Well, to be fair, at least in the first game, he's just like, oh, you paid off your debt. Well, I just added a bunch of stuff for you without asking you. Now you have to pay that off, which is pretty fucking shady if you ask me.
Yeah, but he's actually pretty nice because most debt collectors would be like, oh, you forgot about interest. Let me just tack that on for you. Also, this interest will never go away. Tom Nook built you another part of a house.
Yeah, but he still did so without asking you, and is like, alright, now you've got X days to pay up.
Yeah, but I mean, what else are you going to be doing if you're not making money in Animal Crossing, really?
Chilling. Spending all my time trying to recreate music I know and for the town theme.
I can do that without Animal Crossing.
And I am going to put a pause until Nate comes back.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're going to shift over to the other side.
Yeah, we're going to have a big old fight.
It's okay, because if things go bad, Alex gets to have a plan for once. Crazy tech plan.
Yeah, no, it was a good plan. I didn't think of it. Or do you mean another plan after this first and second plan?
No. I mean this plan, mostly. Because I was trying to think, okay, there's got to be a lot of equipment here. What can Alex do to help in a fight? And I was like, well, it's a lot of audio equipment, so...
Honestly, this is like the end of Road Warrior. down to the fact that the guy has a generator that never stops running, so we're going to leave with the juice.
Well, now Zach's get on the doof wagon.
now Zach's gone trying to find Nate.